This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are set to get down to business shortly after taking their oaths of office in Washington Wednesday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The new president and first lady stood on the White House's north steps before walking inside with their family. In past years, the incoming president would have been at the executive mansion before the inauguration, greeted by his predecessor. But Donald Trump did not invite the Bidens, nor stay in Washington for the ceremony itself, snubbing his successor entirely. But other ex-presidents were there.
Order!
Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama also joined the Bidens at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns in a bipartisan display of unity before a pandemic-shortened inaugural parade.
How does it feel, Mr. President?
With the new president walking the last stretch down Pennsylvania Avenue. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Many world leaders said they were looking forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden. Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, tweeted congratulations to both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, adding, "It's time to bring back conviction and common sense and to rejuvenate our EU-U.S. relationship." Iran's President Hassan Rouhani hailed the departure of what he called the tyrant Trump, Tehran having repeatedly called on Washington to lift sanctions over its nuclear drive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged Biden to strengthen a long-standing alliance between the two countries. Pope Francis urged Mr. Biden to promote reconciliation and peace around the world. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that he looked forward to working with Biden to strengthen India's partnership with the United States.